Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim Daf Vav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Hamotzi chametz bebeis miyantiv kofel rav as a kli. If one finds chametz in his house in yantiv, he should cover it with a kli. Rashi points out that chametz cannot simply be removed as a smoksa. He explains that the reason for covering the chametz is so that it will not accidentally be eaten. Rav qualifies Rav Yehuda's statement that imshal hekdeshu in a tzarech. In a case where the chametz which was discovered belongs to hekdesh, one does not need to cover it. The reason is, people are accustomed to keep away from hekdesh throughout the year, so we're not concerned that now one might accidentally eat it. Point number two, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. If one travels away from his home through the sea or the desert, if he leaves his house more than 3 days before Pesach, he does not have to destroy his chametz. However, if he leaves within 30 days, he must first destroy his chametz. The Gemara asks what the purpose of these 30 days is, which the Rambam understands to mean, why did the Rabbanim fix a period of 30 days? The Gemara brings a brisa that states, Sholim v'dorish mehilchas ha-Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach shloshim yom. We ask and give public discourses on the halachas of Pesach from 30 days before Pesach. Rashi explains that since one starts learning the halachas, one must be careful with Pesach obligations. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says we begin learning halachas 2 weeks before Pesach. And point number three, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Habodik Sarach Sheyevato. After one does Bedikas Chametz, he must be Mevatel the Chametz. Rashi explains that one must be Mevatel the Chametz in his heart and also say the words, Kol Chamir De'ikah Bebeisa Hadein Levato. Any leaven that exists in this house should be Batel. The Gemara asks what the point of this is, since he already searched for and destroyed all the Chametz. Rabbi answers, Gezer Shem Yimsa Guska Yafa Daiti Lave. It was instituted to do this because maybe we'll find a nice roll on Pesach and his mind will be on it. Rashi explains this to mean that if he finds a nice piece of bread, he may hesitate for a moment, not wanting to burn it, and that second he'll be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzit. The Gemara asks, Ki Mashkachas Leik Levatre. When one finds the Chametz, let it be Mevatel then. Why does it need to be done before Pesach? The Gemara answers, Dilma Mashkachas Leik Levatre Isura, that he might only find the Chametz after the time when it's forbidden to get benefit from it, meaning after the Chatzos of the 14th. And once it's forbidden to get benefit from the Chametz, V'lav Rishusei Kaimei, V'lav Matzi Mevatel. The Chametz is no longer his, and therefore he doesn't have the capability to be Mevatel it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Hamotzi Chametz Bebeis B'Yantav Kofel Rav as a Kli. If one finds Chametz in his house in Yantav, he should cover it with a Kli. Rashi points out that the Chametz cannot simply be removed as it smokes it. He explains that the reason for covering the Chametz is so that it will not accidentally be eaten. Rav qualifies Rav Yehuda's statement that imshal hekdeshu eino tzarech, in a case where the chametz which was discovered belongs to hekdesh, one doesn't need to cover it. The reason is, midal bedili mineh. People are accustomed to keep away from hekdesh throughout the year, so we're not concerned that now one might accidentally eat it. Point number two, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, ha-mefarsh v'yotz b'shiyarek kodem shoshim yom ein zakuk levayer. If one travels away from his home through the sea or the desert, if he leaves his house more than 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to destroy his chametz. However, if he leaves within 30 days, he must first destroy his chametz. The Gemara asks the source for the obligation of destroying the chametz beginning 30 days beforehand, and it answers that it comes from the halacha of when we begin learning the halachas of Pesach. The Gemara brings a brisa that states, Sholim v'dorshin b'hilchas Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach shoshim yom. We ask and give public discourses on the halachas of Pesach from 30 days before Pesach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says we begin doing this 2 weeks before Pesach. And point number three, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Habodek Sarach Sheyevato, after one does Bedikas Chametz, he must be Bevatel the Chametz. Rashi explains that one must be Bevatel the Chametz in his heart, and also say the words, Kol Chamir De'ika Bebeisa Hadein Levatel. Any leaven that exists in this house should be Batel. The Gemara asks what the point of this is, since he already searched for it and destroyed all of the Chametz. Rav answers, Gezer Shema Yimsa Guska Yafa V'dayta Ilave. It was instituted to this because maybe he'll find a nice roll on Pesach and his mind will be on it. Rashi explains this to mean that if he finds a nice piece of bread, he may hesitate for a moment, not wanting to burn it, and that second, he'll be transgressing Bal Yira or Bal Yamatzit. The Gemara asks, V'ki mashkachas le, levatle. When one finds the chametz, let him be mevatle then. Why does it need to be done before Pesach? The Gemara answers, Dilma mashkachas le, levasu isura, that he might only find the chametz after the time when it's forbidden to get benefit from it, meaning after Chatzos of the 14th, and once it's forbidden to get benefit from the chametz, v'lav rishusei kaimei, v'lav matzi mevatel. The chametz is no longer his, and therefore he doesn't have the capability to be mevatel it. All right, so now we go to our siman for daf vav, and our standard siman for daf vav is a sword, because a vav is sort of long and straight, like a sword. So that's what we use. So here goes. The sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords before heading out to Ashir 30 days before Pesach on how to be mevatel chametz. Once again, in slow motion. The sword collector, that must be more on Duff. Vav. The sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords, which reminds the Reviewed it says in the name of Rav that if one finds chametz in his house in Yantiv, he should cover it with a kli, as Rashi explains it cannot simply be removed as it's moksa, and the reason for covering the chametz is so that it will not accidentally be eaten. And Rav qualifies Reviewed's statement that in the case of the chametz, which was discovered belongs to Hekdesh, one doesn't need to cover it since people are accustomed to keep away from Hekdesh throughout the year, so we're not concerned that now one might accidentally eat it. So the sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords before heading out to a shear 30 days before Pesach, which reminds us that the Gemara says that the source of destroying chametz if one leaves his home to travel within 30 days of Pesach comes from the halacha that one begins to learn the halachas 30 days before the chag. Rishon Gamliel disagrees and says one starts learning the halachas 2 weeks before the chag. So the sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords before heading out to a shear 30 days before Pesach on how to be mevatel chametz, which reminds us that after the bedika, one must be mevatel the chametz because he might come to find a gluska yafa, a nice roll, and for a second not want to burn it, and then he'll be over on bal yirah u'bal yamatze. So once again, the sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords before heading out to a shear 30 days before Pesach on how to be mevatel chametz. All right, now it's time for four blot ba'chazara. So the simfer da base is a bais, is a house. Here goes. The house, that must mean run daf bais. The house was filled with people searching for chametz with candles, which reminds us. The opening mission of the Masechta begins, Or la abas are bot kmus chametz or in there. The night of the 14th of Nisan, we search for the chametz by the light of a candle. Rashi explains that the bedika is done so one does not transgress the prohibitions of bal yirah or bal yamatzah. You may not see chametz in your possession, and you may not find chametz in your possession. The Gemara begins by asking, my or, what is the meaning of or? Rav Huna says, Nage, it means light, which the Gemara presently understands to mean daytime. And Rav Yudah says, Leila, it means night. Rashi explains that according to Rav Huna, one would begin the bedika when it begins to get light in the morning of the 14th. A candle is used because the sky is mostly dark at that time. The Gemara poses several challenges to each position. So the house is filled with people searching for chametz with candles, as the light of the stars shone brightly, which reminds us the Gemara challenged Rav Huna from the pasuk, Ha'alu kokoch ve'or, praise him all the stars of or. This apparently means all the stars which appear at night, and therefore we see that or means night. The Gemara answers the pasuk means halu kol kochavim ha-me'irim, praise him all the stars that give light. The Gemara adds that even the stars that do not give light should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and explains that really all the stars do give light. Rather, the pasuk means to teach the or kochavim nami orhu, that the light of the stars is also called or. This is relevant in regard to if someone made a neder not to benefit from or, it would be forbidden to him to benefit from the light of the stars. So the house was filled with people searching for chametz with candles, as the light of the stars shone brightly, over a king that danced joyously outside. Which reminds us, the Gemara challenged Rav Yehuda from the pasuk, V'omer achoshek yushufeini, v'layla or ba'adeini. I had said, only darkness will shadow me, but the night became or around me. Rashi explains that David HaMelech thought that he would die in the darkness of his troubles, but then night became day for him, and his troubles disappeared. Since or is contrasted with night, it seemingly means day. The Gemara answers that what David HaMelech meant was, Ani amarti achoshek yushufeini lom haba. I had said, only darkness would shadow me in the world to come, shehu domo leyom, which is analogous to day. Akshav olam hazeh shehu domo lelaila or ba'adeini. But now, even in this world, which is analogous to night, has become light around me. Rashi explains that David expected it would be dark for him in olam haba because of his sin with Bathsheba. In the end, even olam hazeh became light for him, when it was shown that he was forgiven in front of his detractors when the doors of the Beis HaMikdash would not open until Shlomo HaMelech mentioned that they should open in the merit of David. Therefore, the meaning of the word or here does not mean day, but rather light. Daf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Gimel is camels. So here goes. The camel ride. Camels? That must mean Ron Daf Gimel. The camel ride trip to the Natahor Animal Zoo, which reminds us, after bringing a brace from the Academy of Shmuel, which used the word Lele for night, the Gemara asks where our Tana didn't use the word Lele as well. The Gemara answers, Lishma al Yehu denakit. The Tana used a refined expression, as Rabbi Yishub ben Levi taught, Lolam al Yotzi Adam Davar Magunim Afiv. A person should never emit a coarse expression from his mouth, for we see that the Torah deviated by adding 8 letters so as not to express a Davar Maguna, as it says in the Pasuk, Mina Behema Tahora, Umina Behema Asher Enena Tahora, from the animals that are Tahor and from the animals that are not Tahor. By writing that are not Tahor rather than just Tameh, the Torah demonstrates the importance of refined speech. Rashi explains that the Gemara doesn't mean that the word night is coarse, but rather just as Rabbi Yishub ben Levi says that one should not use a coarse expression, So too, our Tana uses the word or, which is a nice way of saying the word night. So the camel ride in the Not Tahor Animal Zoo, with the Rebbe who concisely called them Tame, which reminds us, after the Gemara recorded a number of instances in which the Torah avoided using the word Tame, the Gemara asks, Ubaraisim will ksiv Tame, and is the word Tame not written in the Torah? The Gemara answers that wherever the coarse expression and its more refined substitute are equal in length, Mishtoi Balash Nakia, the Torah uses the more refined expression, and wherever the more refined expression is longer, Mishtoi Balash Katar, the Torah uses the more concise expression. This is in accordance with that which was said in the name of Rav, and some say the Rav said it in the name of Rabbi Meir, Lolom Yeshana Adam Talmido Der Katsara. A person should always teach his Talmud in a concise manner. So the camel ride trip in the Not Tahor Animal Zoo, with the Rebbe who concisely called them Tame, was a great success, except for the kid who complained the box lunch they gave him looked like a lizard's tail. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings a number of incidents to demonstrate the importance of using refined language. There were three Kohanim who each received a share of the lechem upon him. One said he received a portion the size of a bean. The second one said he received a portion the size of a kazayis. The third one said he received a portion the size of a lizard's tail. They investigated the yichus of the third one and found a shemet psul, a psul in his yichus. The Gemara asks how an acting kohen can be investigated if he's unfit, since Kohanim are checked for disqualifications in the yichus before they serve, and offers two reasons. One answer is to say, instead, shachetz psul, meaning that he displayed some disqualifying arrogance. Since he disparaged the offerings when he spoke, he's unfit to serve. The second answer is that here his lineage was checked again because he had compromised himself. Rashi explains that the way that he spoke indicated that he had not been checked out properly in the first place, and therefore a new investigation was required. Daf Dalet. So the Simra Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door. Door. That must be more than Daf Dalet. The man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses how certain people would talk according to the sheva that they had belonged to. There was one person that anytime he had business dealings with someone, he would tell them, Dunu Dini, judge my judgment, meaning let's go to court, and he would only listen to what a judge would have to say. People said that this man certainly comes from the tribe of Dun, of whom it states, Dun Yadina Mo Ke'echad Shivtei Yisrael. Dun will judge his nation like one of the Shvatim of the Jewish people. There was another person who would say, Akif Yama Sisni B'Yirasa. If I was able to build palaces, I would build them by the shore, and he would always praise the shore. People searched into his genealogy and found that he descended from the Shevet of Zvulun, of whom it says, Zvulun uchof yamim yishkon. Zvulun will dwell by the seashore. So the man from Dun banging on his Beis Din's door while his whole family was in their rented home busy checking for chametz with their candles, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, V'nivtok b'shis, the search for chametz should be done at the beginning of the sixth hour of the 14th of Nisan, which is right before it becomes forbidden at the beginning of the seventh hour. Why does the search for chametz take place the night of the 14th? The Gemara suggests that it's due to the rule of Zerizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. People have alacrity to do mitzvahs as early as possible. But questions this answer, being that this rule only means that one should do a mitzvah as far back as that morning, but not the night before. The Gemara shows us from the fact that Avram Avinu left for the Akedah in the morning, but not the night before. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers that the nighttime is when everyone is home, and it's time that the candle works well for checking for chametz. So the man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door while his whole family was in their rented home busy checking for chametz with their candles, wanted to hear what the Dayan would say about their landlord, who didn't do a bedikah. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Hamaskir Bayas Lechaver, if one rents out his house for Pesach, Becheses Baduk, Umatsu She'enu Baduk, and there's a chazaka the landlord had already done bedikah, and the renter found out that he did not, is this called a Mechuk Taos? Abai answered that it's not a Mechuk Taos, and explained that it certainly is not a Mechuk Taos in a place where people do not hire workers to do bedikah, but rather they search for chametz themselves. For it's axiomatic that a person is pleased to fulfill a mitzvah with his body. Rashi explains that even if he had known that the house was not searched, he would nevertheless have rented it. And even if this case happened in an area where people pay workers to check their house for chametz, and therefore the renter will have to pay money, he would still not have backed out. The nichalei le'inish l'kimi mitzvah b'mone. For a person is happy to fill a mitzvah with his possessions. Daf hay. So the symbol for daf hay is hay, haystacks. Here goes. The neighborhood kids who stack bundles of hay. Hey, that must be more on daf hay. The neighborhood kids who stacked bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, which reminds us, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis asks what the source is that we burn the chametz on the 14th day of Nisan. Abaye answers that we find two contradictory psukim. One pasuk states, Shivas yamim soru yimatzu bevatech, and for 7 days, leaven may not be found in your homes. And another pasuk states, Ach b'yom rishon tashpishu sor mevatechem, on the first day you must destroy the leaven in your houses. Abaye explains that these psukim are contradictory because if chametz cannot be in one's house for 7 days, so how is one supposed to burn it on the first of the 7 days? Rather, says Abai, the word Rishon here is referring to the day before, meaning that the Pasuk saying to burn the chametz a day before Pesach on the 14th. The Gemara brings another source for this, that Rishon here means the day before, as the base Midrash Rabbi Shmuel have a brisa that states that we find that the 14th day is called Rishon in the Torah, as it says, Barishon ba'arba'asar yom l'chodesh, on the first, on the 14th day of the month. A third source is brought from Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says that the word Rishon means the day prior to, not the first day of the Chag. As it says in the Pasuk, Rishon Adam Tavalit, were you born prior to Adam? So the neighborhood kids who stacked bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan were thrilled tossing little red hairy Esav dolls into the fire. Which reminds us, the base Midrash Rabbi Shmuel brings a brisa that states, B'schar Shlosha Rishon, Zachu Shlosha Rishon. The reward the Bnei Yisrael received for keeping three mitzvahs where the word Rishon is mentioned with them in the Torah was that they merited three outcomes where the word Rishon is mentioned. The reward for keeping the mitzvah of not doing melacha on Pesach, of which it says Rishon, was that they will eventually destroy the children of Esav, of whom it says, V'yetzei Rishon Admoni Kulo Ka'adera Seyar. The reward for refraining from melacha on Sukkot, of which it says Rishon, was that they built the base of Mikdash, as it says, Kisei Kaved Marom Rishon Makom Mikdashenu, like the throne of glory exalted from it first, is the place of our sanctuary. And the reward for taking the Dalad Minim on Sukkot, of which it says Rishon, is to receive the name of Mashiach, as it states, Rishon Letzion Hina Hinam. The first of Tzion, behold, they are here. So the neighborhood kids who stacked bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan were thrilled tossing little red hairy Esav dolls into the fire, along with oodles of chametz they found in pits, ditches, and caves. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the pasuk of Shiva's Yamim Sorlu Yimatz Bevatechem, for 7 days leaven may not be found in your homes, is teaching us, once we already know this from the pasuk of Belo Yerelcha So'or B'chog Melecha, and you may not see leaven in your borders. The Gemara answers that since it stated that leaven may not be seen to you, we might infer that we could see that of Nachrim or Hekdesh, or that one could hide chametz or accept deposits from Nachrim. The pasuk therefore states, lo yimatz, it should not be found. From the pasuk of lo yimatz bevatechem, you might think that you cannot keep chametz in your house, as then the chametz will always be with you. You may keep it in pits, ditches, and caves. Therefore, the words b'chol gvulecha come to teach you that it's forbidden for one to keep chametz anywhere in one's borders. All right, now it's time for a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erev. I just want to point out that I have a question pool, a topic pool of 969 topics that we've covered in those 3 Masechtas that I'm asking the questions from. So it's quite remarkable that you can even attempt such a thing, let alone accomplish and succeed with it. Here we go. Number 1, which of the one that after one does Bedika, one is required to be Mevatel Chametz? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 2, which of the one the Gemara brings 3 sources for why the Biur is done on the 14th based on the word Rishon in the Pasuk? That's on Daf. Hey. Good. Number 3, which of the one the David HaMelech felt that his night became light when it was shown to his detractors that he was forgiven? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 4, which of the one if one finds chametz on Pesach, he should cover it with a kli, which is not necessary if one finds chametz from Hekdesh? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 5, which of the one that is not a mechuk taus if someone rented a house and the landlord did not do the bedika? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 6, which of the one that the pasuk of Bal Yerah is coming to teach that one cannot have chametz in pits, ditches, and caves? That's on Daf. Hey. Good. Number 7, which of the one that people speak according to the shevet they belong to? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 8, which of the one that the bedika is the night of the 14th because people are home and a candle is effective? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 9, which of the one the Torah goes out of its way to use a refined expression even though this means adding letters to the Torah? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. And number 10, which of the one Bnei Yisrael was rewarded for doing 3 mitzvahs with Rishon in them and that they merited 3 outcomes related to the concept of Rishon? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which of the one how Hillel dealt with converts? That's on Daf. Laman Aleph and Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which of the one that the halach is always like base Hillel? That's on Daf. Vav and Erevin. Good. And number 3, which of the we have the Malchus Beisham Beis Hillel regarding the position one should be in when they say Kriya Shema? That's on Daf. Yidolf and Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.